Welcome friends. Today we are going to discuss digital marketing and the web presence strategies. What are the learning objectives for today's list? To know about various ways of web presence for hotels, to learn about technology advancements in the hotel industry, understand how hotel industry can use digital marketing strategy, know about all the prospects of the various different marketing strategies after coronavirus is coming. What is the impact coronavirus is putting? So let us start with technology helping hotel industry. See, the role of information technology is paramount. Information is key in hospitality. It's a driving force. Information to customers. Where do the customers get the information? Either through travel agents or through online methods. So information technology is a tool which provides all that information. It facilitates business transactions. It helps networking. It helps creating different distribution partners. So the World Wide Web is a very important tool in which the hospitality industry uses in terms of marketing. So what is the most cost-effective infrastructure which you get? State-of-the-art infrastructure which is available for any industry. This the information technology. So what are the tools which are used? So information communication technologies, we call them SMAC trend. Social media, mobility, data analysis, and cloud computing. Social media. Social media, the expansion of social media since 2002 has been immense. It just spread around everywhere. So it's become a must now for organization, and especially in the hospitality business, it's a service-oriented business. Information is key. Information allows people to take decisions. Information allows people to create expectations. So information is key. There are over a billion people who use the social media websites, the networks. And they're using it for all variety of reasons. They're using it to find out which products are better, which services are better, where to shop, what to shop, even which films to watch. So social media plays a very important role. And sales and marketing has to function in line with the social media, has to use the social media aspect for its advancement. Mobile phone devices, mobility. Mobile phone devices has grown exponentially. The amount of users today using mobile phones, smartphones has become the norm. I mean, gone are the days when there were push button phones. Now they are all smart. All smartphones allows you to access the internet anywhere, anytime. The generation of tablets allows you to even go further. So, and even with the advent of 5G, 4G services, 4G and 5G services, it's become easier to access. It's become cheaper to access through while traveling. So you can just while sitting in a cab or sitting in a bus or sitting in a train, you can just go through the internet and gather information. So technology has improved vastly. Data analysis. When we talk about data analysis, it's data which is paramount for any organization. Every organization or hotel generates on its own a lot of data. Even all organization creates and generates data. Now, analyzing this data, using this data to evaluate your company, using this data to be able to target people better, using it for marketing scenarios. All this data analysis plays a huge role. So it is a very important tool. Cloud computing. Now, cloud computing, most newer hotel chains and softwares are all cloud computed. That allows information sharing between all the hotels. So it creates infrastructure. It helps the hospitality industry in sharing information. It helps in marketing. It helps in promotional activities. Places like Flickr, Picasa, these are all cloud computing places. It helps in innovation. It allows you to generate even more data. So what is the technology which is specifically helping the hospitality industry. The internet, that's everything. Mobile phones and its applications. Social media comes a part of the internet. Data analysis and virtual reality is now the latest trend which has entered into the hospitality. We'll go through each one of them. Internet, today's business environment, web presence is a must. What is a web presence? It's your website on the internet. So you got a, it's like a real estate on the online. But not only having the website or the information which is there on the internet, your promotional tools which you use to get yourself on the internet, it is also the fastest way of communication. Internet also provides you emails. You're no longer writing letters. You're no longer sending information to your customers via post. You're using emails. In India itself, 658 million people, as per Jan 2022, have started using the internet. They've all started using social media. And social media becomes a very important tool. Social media, in respect, we will get into social media in depth. In respect, has captured the imagination of the youth in India, even the older generation. So, to give you an example of a hotel website, this is an example of a hotel website. So, website web presence is very important for the simple reason. This gives a place stop where anyone can come in and explore your hotel. There's no competition in this area. It's not a portal or it's not a common place for advertising or marketing or disseminating information. This is your own website. This is your house. Example of using hotels using emails. You send promotions through emails, like I said. The example of the Taj sending promotions through emails, sending links for them to go to their apps or to their website to book. So, you know, prompting people to go for the sale, trying to induce them to go for the sale. Mobile phones. Smartphone is now, I think, in everybody's hand. In the remotest of villages, you'll find smartphone users. So it's very progressive. It gives you, mobile applications gives you so much of reach, which was never existing earlier. Direct contact with the customer is possible through smartphones now. And it is one of the most crucial points of interaction with the customer. You know, people develop apps like their online trading, online travel agents which have come out. Now, these didn't exist earlier. They bring a new breed of travelers. They bring a more informed breed of travelers. They bring you people who are either going to OTAs for more information and booking, comparing different competition, or they're going to OTAs for the best bargains. But they provide a major chunk of the business, and they're using the mobile platform as their biggest platform. Hotel chains and airlines and all are now banking big on mobile technology. So hotels and many chains. Like the Taj, for example, they've got their own apps now. They're booking through their own website through mobile applications. I mean, Taj recently launched a home delivery service called the Quinn. It's an app which is available on your phone. So you can book through them, you can interact through them. And this is a direct interaction. They're taking away the middlemen. They're trying to get more familiar with the customers. Trying to know you better. what does advantage does that give if you develop your own and people adopt you? What is the advantage it gives is you are not unnecessarily paying commissions. For a home delivery service in a Swiggy or a Zomato, you're paying 20-30% commissions. Here, if people are going through your own website, you're not paying that commission. Even in your hotel room bookings, you're giving commission to Make My Trip or to bookings.com. That's why they are allowing you to host on there. If people come directly to your app or to your website, you are not giving them commissions. You're directly booking. Now, mobile applications are in their nascent stage. They are going to play a huge role over a period of time. So, to shape the entire customer experience, mobile applications are going to be used for tremendously. And people are developing different aspects of where the technology can be adopted. But you're actually allowing not only hotel bookings now, you're allowing them to book spas in your hotel or other things in your hotel directly through mobile applications. And there's a different kinds of experiences which a guest gets. And then globally, it provides a control to the organization. You may at one point of time get into mobile check-ins, personalization of things. You can do special requests. You can do airport pickups and drops. So there are lots of things which mobile technology can do. It is only the question of adaptation by the customer and the hotel organization. That's how far we should take it. Examples of hotels using mobile. So you have the Club Mahindra and the Taj. They have their own apps. So Club Mahindra and Taj are large chains. So they effectively are using the mobile apps for communication of all hotels. So here's another example of it. So these are the various examples which give you an idea. You can even do your loyalty services through this. People get points, loyalty points. They are automatically updated on their apps. I mean, the Tata's has launched Tata New, which Taj is also a part of. So the new points you get, you can use those points next time anywhere you're in Taj. You can pay via your mobile. So there are a lot of things which are coming up. So social media, let's talk about social media now. Social media is the integral part of hotel marketing today. Social media has revolutionized the way in which a hotel communicates with a potential customer, disgruntled customer, or a customer who is a regular customer. It's taken away a large portion of hotels, real estate in terms of its mindset and in terms of expenditure, and moved it from your traditional methods and taken it into the realm of social media. Hospitality has benefited tenfold from social media. It has its pitfalls also. Pitfalls is people doing fake reviews and spreading lies about your organization. But it's benefited tenfold. Because awareness, social media has no market space. It is not restricted. It's an open source. It's open to all. So the world becomes your market. So information about your hotel and your services goes all across. It's how you use the social media will depend on who you reach it. So they become useful tools. And very useful tools in terms of promoting a hotel, creating a brand image. It's changed the way I would normally have communicated to my market. I would have sent an ad out, information about I can hold so-and-so type of banquet. Now I shoot a video of it, of the banquet, and I put it online. And people can see, okay, this guy can do this. So it has just modified the way hospitality advertising, hospitality marketing, hospitality reach. Now, these are some of the examples of the hotel chains which use social media. So social media here categorized into five categories here: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Each have their own purposes, each spread in a different manner. So most of the chains which you see, all of them use all the services. So technology, which is in terms of social media, sharing is everything. So more the people share your tweet, the more the reach you will get. The more the people share their experiences, the more the reach you will get. The more the reach will get, the more the information you'll be able to garner from it, and the more you will change, more you will be able to enhance your customer service. There's a lot of changes, like I spoke to you about travel agents. Earlier, there should be traditional travel agents. Now, there's online travel agents. There's no geography to the online travel agent. I can sit in the US and book a hotel in Mumbai from Make My Trip, which is an Indian company. I don't need to go through bookings.com also. I don't need to go to a travel agent. I can go anywhere and book mine. So change of travel agencies has happened. The way the loyalty programs are structured has changed. So the impact is huge. When I'm exploring, like I'm a US citizen, for example, and I'm wanting to come to India, and I'm exploring various places where I should go into India. I've heard so much about India. So I start exploring online. I start seeing various websites about India, not only the government-based website which are talking about Indian tourism. I start going to see different pieces, what people have put in. I'm making informed decisions because of that. My touring plans are completely in light of what other people are saying, what their experiences have been, what their videos they put up, what they've shared with about their experiences. And then I say, oh, this place looks really nice here. I should go to Kerala. It's beautiful. Or I should go to Uttar Pradesh if I want to learn more about the culture. So, different places have different significances. India is a vast country, but a person sitting in the United States, I can experience the entire thing virtually, get all the information, look at all the reviews, look at all the positive advertising which happens, look at what the social media is saying about the place I want to stay in, or the brand which I am looking at to stay in, gather their information, and then I would decide what I want to do. So what does it do? It allows free information sharing, plus it allows the hospitality company itself to put on a brand perception outside, which it wants to reflect. It creates brand loyalty when people start talking good about you. It shows about what should tells people about your facilities and activities, which probably they would not have heard of at all until they visited you. So it tells them about it, keeps them informed. So let's get into data analysis. So according to FICCI, KPMG report, Expedition 3.0, that big technology data is being used gradually by the hospitality industry. More and more people in the hospitality industry are now using data analysis as a tool. See, large OTAs, online travel agents, branded chain hotels, they're all using data analysis as a tool. Now, with data, you can call out insights which you never had earlier. It'll help you improve your services, help you improve the way you communicate with your customers. It'll optimize your operation. Now, what is this data which you use? You use reviews data. People put reviews online. That's data. You use demographics of the person who was visiting your site. That's data. You understand what the market space is speaking to you about it. That's data. Apart from the data you collect in-house, that's data which is coming to you live from various parts of the world, which people have visited you. So you analyze that data. You figure out where you need to improve. You figure out where you need to enhance. So it helps you make informed decisions. So, OTAs and hotel aggregators, OTAs, they always invest in data because their entire business is based on data. They analyze data of various hotels, various airlines. They know what to recommend, what not to recommend. Their reputation lies on the data which they collect. But hotels have also started using it, like Marriott International. They've started gathering this data and started using this data, started doing surveys, started doing research through the data, that started analyzing the data. So all this data is a very important aspect. Data analytics will give you a clearer picture of who you are, not what you perceive yourself to be. Virtual reality as a space. Initially, it was 3D imaging of your entire environment, which you would put online. The person could see it in a 3D fashion. Now virtual reality has come in. What does virtual reality help you in doing is you can put actual little videos which are virtual reality videos. So personal feel is walking through. Now you can use it with the VR headset, VR cameras are available, smartphones also have now virtual reality features. So these appliances are good and adaptable to the hospitality industry. There's a new trend which has come up. I'm having a marriage in a particular hotel, but a few of my guests can't come. So I send them virtual reality headsets with a virtual reality live link. So they feel as if they're walking in the wedding, they're seeing people who they will recognize, and they can participate in the wedding that way. That's a new thing which has come up in the hospitality space. So increasingly, this technology is being leveraged. Virtual reality is being leveraged in their websites for promotions, for showing the person what they are actually coming there to see. But increasingly, it is being leveraged. Now, I can use it even in one more way. I create virtual reality tour of my city. I give it to the customers who are there. They can virtually tour the spots they want to, travel spots. Then they can decide which one they want to visit physically. But their virtual participation is there. It keeps them engaged to high levels and allows tourists to explore what they actually want to explore. So they shouldn't go to a spot to visit a tourist space and come back, yeah, I'm disappointed. See the virtual reality. If you're keen to explore it, go and explore it. So what does virtual reality do? Enhances travel experiences? Obviously it does. You can virtually even see the hotel which you're staying in before even you actually book the hotel. So it'll enhance. It gives a 360 degree view. Virtual reality is used with virtual camera. It's not 3D imaging. So it's giving you a reality picture. It's an immense tool for marketing. And the best form of marketing is if you allow customers themselves to create their own virtual reality tours and post them online. So that gives it more authenticity. Now in restaurant, especially in restaurant, another thing which technology is advanced to, like I said, home delivery has picked up. Thanks to COVID-19, home delivery has become a craze because for 2 years people were not allowed, especially in India, to go out. So how did restaurants do their business? It was through home deliveries. So it's captured the imagination. What came out during that period of time? Cloud kitchens. What are actually cloud kitchens? They are not physical restaurants. They are kitchens from remote places which operate via either multiple brand images or a single brand image using their own app or through different apps. So they're running their business from a cheaper location. They don't need to have a decor. They just need to have kitchen spaces. There's no need of a decor. They're running purely on an online basis. And because of the cheaper location, and they're dishing out food for home delivery faster and quicker, and more people are ordering from them because they're able to keep the prices to a relative level with good quality food. So that is what a cloud kitchen is all about. Examples of these are Rebel Foods, which operates its Amun Story, Bayo's Biryani, Olive Trails, Firangi Bake. They all happen in one spot. They're all brands where manufactured in one spot. There are 5 different restaurants. So you're not having 5 different restaurants and then servicing. So that's one aspect. Inner Chef, Biryani Blues, Swiggy Access, Fresh Menu, Vasudev Adigas. These are some examples of it. Let's get into digital marketing strategy. Digital marketing is the promotion of products or brands using online tools and techniques. See, most customers in today's day and age are social travelers or tourists. Apart from your business travelers, which will be mostly related to cities where they're coming to do business and going back. But the rest of them are travelers, tourists, who spend a lot of hours researching about places. I will spend my time. I will find out where to go, which is the best restaurant to eat in. What will I spend if I go to that restaurant? What will be my average budget? My entire budget can be planned online. I will know whether the place is actually viable to go or not go if I'm going to a new place. I'll plan it all online. Which restaurant should I go to dine in? What all should I see? I can get myself a virtual reality tour. I can see all the social media posts which people have gone there and put in. I can see everything. There's nothing hidden. I can see people's reviews of the hotels which I'm going to go, wanting to stay in. I can see reviews of restaurants. I know the average meal size, the average meal. I even know their menus most of the time now. Like I said, Zomato will put a restaurant menu online. will tell you what meal will cost for average meal will cost for two people. So I know everything. Don't have to go and buy a book. Earlier, I used to only look at Lonely Planet to figure out things. I don't need to only look at that. I have various options to get my information from. Because of that, digital marketing has become the biggest tool which is available. It is the biggest way of establishing my brand, the best and fastest and the cheapest way of garnering potential customers and developing a group of loyal customers. It gives me everything which I can. So digital marketing, when I divide it, I can divide it into what? Social media marketing, which is one of the main component of digital marketing. Search engine optimization. Your video marketing and your property management system. So let's get into each. Social media marketing. Now, what do I use social media marketing for? Social media marketing, I mean all your Facebook, your LinkedIn, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, all of them come into social media. Twitter. So what can I do as a hotel? Apart from having my own website, what else can I do? Website we'll deal with in the search engine optimization section. Right now we are dealing with the social media. I can talk about my products. Rooms, breakfast, lunch, dinner, buffets. Spas, if I have swimming pools, if I have gym, I can talk all about it. I can talk about my facilities galore. Apart from that, I can ensure that my customers who are loyal to me talk about it. I can engage with my customers directly in a cost-effective manner. I'm engaging with them. When I'm tweeting about a room, my room or my lunch buffet online, I'm tagging my loyal customers to it. What does that do? That allows them to start spreading it across. So I've started something new, I'm tagging those customers also. I'm engaging them. I'm interacting with them. I'm asking them to share things with me online, in social media. So they are sharing their experiences. They are sharing their reviews. They are sending their opinions. So I'm spreading information. It's a source of advertising. So if a happy customer goes from here and starts sharing happy memories and photographs or videos of his stay at your hotel, and he's very happy, and it's going to spread across to his network of people, who will spread it across to their network of people. You started growing a network automatically. And it is free advertisement. It is giving you advertisement. So everyone is using now. I mean, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook is used by everyone. You use LinkedIn for professional information sharing. So what does it do? It's blurring the line, the bridge which was there, the gap which was there between communication in from a hotel to a customer, which was going through advertisement, newspaper advertisement earlier, which was half-baked information, it was one-liners, it was just an ad. Now there is communication. There is direct communication of products and services. There is direct communication of what is happening. And with mobile apps, Facebook, Twitter, various blogs which people write, it's become easier to communicate. It's easier to get your message across. It's easier to get feedback. It's easier to address them. Easier to develop your services. Easier to develop your product because of that. Information is become easier for us. And every hotel chain has to maintain a social media presence, has to maintain social networking sites, has to create its own groups in social, has to have its followers, has to create interest in people. You have to engage. It's not like you post once in a month and that's okay. You have to constantly engage. You have to create data and you have to put data also, all the time. This is the Lemon Tree launching the hotel. Now this is used in Twitter. This launch of his hotel. Now it's spread across all Lemon Tree guests who come to Lemon Tree instead of any other. So they opened the 75th hotel. Now, I stayed in Lemon Tree in Bombay or in Vizag or anywhere else in the country. And I know they've opened the 75th hotel. I know where it is opened. I know if I'm going there, I like Lemon Tree there, I'll go there and book there. Na? Don't have to search, I don't have to think. So this is all spreading all across. Let's get into. So before I get into this, in a nutshell, social media is the key element which is required. Now let's get into search engine optimization. A website is like a private address on the internet. It's your own private house which is open to the public to visit and see and to interact. So you create websites which are interactive. You allow people to do bookings and things like that. You create your AI chat boxes and things like that. But how does a website get visible? Now, search engines optimization is a process of making your website visible. So there are various techniques. Basically, they work with words, keywords. So if somebody types Mumbai, my hotel should come in as in the front portions of hotels. I should feature everywhere. So keywords. And you spend a lot of money getting a listing done. Sometimes you pay listing. You do paid listing also so that it comes. So this is a very important aspect. Unless people don't find you, they're not going to visit you. So you have to make it easier for people to find you. Higher ranked website is always is based on visitors. You have to appear frequently in the searches right on top. So you have to constantly do search engine optimization. Not that today I put those keywords, I don't know anything. I have to constantly do it all the time. It's a 24/7 job. See, like I said, every hotel has a website. It's their online presence. It's their online hotel. You attract using social marketing and using SEOs. You are trying to get people into your websites. You drive site traffic. So if you use social marketing, social media as a marketing tool, and you explore, you get people at every point of time to move to your website to get further more details, to go in depth. So that will always improve your website traffic. So website traffic is a very important aspect. There are many tools which you can use to do it. So you use SEM tools to do it. You use your social media media sites to do it. You use SEOs to do it. These are some of the tools which website marketing is taking place from. What is video marketing? Primarily use it in two places. Video is used primarily where? YouTube, TikTok and your website. Well, what can you use video marketing for? And you can do sharing of video on various other Facebook, Twitter, Insta, you can share videos. So what do you use video marketing? One is to provide virtual reality tours of your hotels. But that's not the only thing which you'll use videos. If you want to give videos a boost, you take videos of events which you are organizing. If you do a New Year's Eve event, you take videos of that. You put them online. You share them. Great time at our place. People will start sharing them. You allow customers to take their own videos and share them about your hotel. And when a person coming to your website, when they see genuine videos of that, apart from the videos which you make to sell, the preference is to stay with the, you know, I prefer to stay with the person, with people who are sharing videos, than only people who are doing touching up of photographs. But I'd also prefer even more to stay with people who are sharing videos of the places they visited. So it enhances the quality of your website and enhances the your communication. Now you take a video, you made a video of this, you share it in Twitter. Then people start sharing the video. You make unique videos. You make your videos about your specialty. Obviously, you make your own marketing videos in terms of what facilities which you have to promote those aspects. But you make other kinds of videos also. You start creating trends with those videos. These are all about activities which are happening in your hotel, in your premises. And these are all helping you promote to people. They are showing authenticity because you're making authentic videos. Let's get into property management system. What is a property management system? Property management system is a software which allows you to operate your operations. That's the basic objection, the basic property of a property management. So it's not only storing and sharing data of the hotel. If it's a cloud-based property management system, you're also sharing it with the chain hotels. But you're also bridging the gap between digital media and the hotel systems. So you're using API technology, you are linking them. So your booking engines or your OTAs are directly linked to your property management system. So it will give live update to OTAs and booking engines and rooms availability. Automatically, it will book the room in the system. So there is no loss of room reservation. So these linkings are very important. They allow you to streamline everything. It also integrates with your global distribution networks. You can also integrate with your internet distribution networks to your directly to your website, directly to your CRMs, central reservation systems. So this can also provide a seamless data sharing and information sharing within a chain of hotels. A guest is booked into mine, he stayed in another hotel earlier. That information can easily be passed in the chain of hotels. So PMSs are used for those aspects. They form a very critical part of digital marketing because this is the point of sale of digital marketing. So example of PMS using email. So when there is a booking which has come in, you send a confirmation. This is how you're sending a confirmation. Confirmation email goes through and a marketing image goes through. So now the person has come through. So you made a marketing email and confirmation mail. That's how it goes. Let's get into what has changed via coronavirus. What actually has happened? What has coronavirus made changes to the way hotels function in the online area? What are the concentration of marketing now because of coronavirus? What has the perception changed? So prioritization of hygiene has happened and safety. Communicating that prioritization has happened. There is more focus on the local. There is increased attention on the leisure segment because people are, in fact, are traveling, mainly traveling for leisure. AI is now being used a lot. Voice searches have been enhanced. Chatbots have come in. So entire landscape during coronavirus has changed in using these tools. Augmented reality, virtual reality, tours. So people like experience the hotel without even coming to the hotel. Once they experience the hotel without coming to the hotel, then they're more comfortable coming to the hotel and booking the hotel. Focus is more on customer experience than anything else now. And all this has allowed personalization to a different level than what it was earlier. And content dissemination has become key. So what do our companies doing? The companies are adapting to influencers, to people who write blogs, to critics, to review marketers. They're encouraging user-generated content. Like I said, if people are clicking their own videos and putting them up, it's more effective. People are investing in remarketing efforts. So coronavirus has changed the landscape in terms of the online marketing. The focuses have, instead of being very general, have become more specific. They've become a little more clearer. But to sum it all, hospitality business and social media marketing and online marketing, whether it is the website or using social media or using your data analysis or using your PMSs, all are very important now. They go all hand in hand and they are the most effective tool of communication. Thank you very much.